This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Alive, and you know that, yes, I'm alive. I feel it. You know, some people are walking dead. Some people are walking dead. But if you know that, you know that, you know that you are alive and this is your year. It's already, you know, I see some people, it's sparkling in their eyes. They know that they know that they know that it cannot escape me this year. This is my year. In the name of Jesus, if that is you, I want you to shout a very powerful, a very anointed, a very glorious hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, hallelujah. I like the other one better. Yes, I like the other one better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to just bow our hearts. Amen. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the finished work of Christ. Thank you for the benefits of the finished work of Christ. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning, every distraction we bring even into subjection under the obedience of Jesus Christ, amen, that your people's heart will be open to receive the word that you have for them today. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. For it is in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't be distracted. Say, neighbor,
don't be distracted.
And as you're taking your seat this morning, please clap for this wonderful choir as they take their seats. Amen. What a lovely choir. Amen. Let's celebrate them for the ability to be able to worship the Most High God. Amen. Let's keep clapping. Let's encourage them. Amen. Very welcome to church this morning, amen. And I'm so glad to be back. Hallelujah. I had an outstanding time in the presence of the Lord. When it was time for Sunday service, amen, I would tune in there in the room and I would watch and see that, you know, so even though you may not have been seeing me, I was seeing you, amen, because I felt like, you know, I still need to tune in. And for as many people that were not here, if you're the type that watches on Facebook, you will see it says all the time, Pastor, well, it doesn't say Pastor Joyce, it says Joyce Favorasita is on there, amen. I want to encourage you that I definitely had you lifted in prayer. Hallelujah. And I am confident more than ever before, just like the Lord told me at the closing of last year, that 2018 will, without a shadow of a doubt, as many as will believe it, that this year is going to be your struggle-free zone. In the name of Jesus, I lifted you up, I prayed for you, and I am confident to watch and see the manifestation of the glory of God in your life in the name of Jesus. You will come to full fruition of that blessing, that increase in the name of Jesus. For those of you who specifically sent me prayer requests, I lifted it before God, and I am confident that the Lord will show you the way. The Lord will, look, he will show you, he will go to any extent to show it to you, because you have specific things that you wanted to know. You have specific prayers that you wanted. As I lifted it before God, I am confident as I stand on this pulpit that God has answered your prayers. In the name of Jesus, you will see the fruits, you will see, and you will come back and testify to the glory of God that yes, the Lord alone has done it. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I also had a lot of time to really seek the Word of God and look at the Word of God and spend quality time in the Word of the Lord, because the only way we can get better, the only way we can have full understanding is by understanding Jesus. And the only way we can understand him is by his word. Do I hear an amen? Amen. It is by his word. That's why they say, you know, children, they when they hear the voice of their parents, they know who to follow. Praise God. They hear the voice of their parents, they know who to follow. It is our duty to make sure we train our ears to know the word of God, so that when we hear the word of another, we will be able to recognize and say, it is time for me to check out, because this is a voice of a stranger. Do I hear an amen? Don't ever lose encouragement. Don't be discouraged in studying and looking at the word of the Lord. And this morning, I want to bring you the word of the Lord as he has been ministering it to me. And I pray in the name of Jesus that your heart will be able to receive it in Jesus' mighty name. One thing that I definitely want to bring out and clear this morning is that you will no longer have unanswered prayers. If you know and understand your authority, I want to say that again. You will no longer have unanswered prayers if you know and understand your authority. The question this morning that I want to propose to you is, why do you have authority? The question is not, do you have authority? The question is, why do you have authority? And the answer to that question is that God wants it that way. That is the way God will have it. That you have what? Authority. I want you to say to your neighbor this one, say, neighbor, you have authority. The reason why you have authority is because it was like that in the beginning. First and foremost, we do not have an understanding. If we don't have an understanding of the scriptures and how to read the scriptures and how to interpret the scriptures and understand the man Jesus, we will always be on a wild goose chase. If we don't understand the word of God and be able to understand Jesus Christ, the man Jesus, we will continue to be on a wild goose chase. Paul said something in Ephesians chapter number 18, verse number 1. Ephesians chapter 18, verse 1. It says, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, and may you know the exceeding great reward towards us who believe. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 18, amen. Ephesians chapter number 1, pull it for me. I already read this one. Pull it for me in New Translation. New Living Translation. I want us to look at it, because there is no point in me reading it for you and you're not being able to read these words by yourself. Paul prayed the greatest prayer, the most important prayer after the death of Christ. There are some benefits that Christ gave us when he died. If we are not able to see and understand these benefits, we will continue to be on a wild goose chase. Say to your neighbor, wild goose chase. Paul says, I pray that your heart will be what? Flooded with what? Light. So that what? So that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. The death of Jesus Christ gave us something. And Paul is saying, I want you to have understanding of what you have. There is something that Jesus gave to us when he died. And Paul says, I want you to have understanding, understand the confident hope. There is a confident hope that you should have that he says he has given to those. He has what? Given. He has what? Given to those he called his holy people. Amen. There are benefits, and we must know that there are many, many benefits. But I want to focus and zero in on one benefit this morning. And that benefit that Jesus Christ gave to us when he died is authority. Somebody say authority. We are going to focus on authority. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to say that again. The Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. The same that he was in the beginning is how he is still in the flesh when he was on earth. The Bible says in the beginning, so if I'm telling you that the Bible says Jesus was the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, then let's go to the beginning and see what he said concerning you and I. Genesis chapter number 1. Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And it says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like ourselves. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on earth, and the small animal that carry along the ground. I want you to give it to me in KJV so we can compare different translations. There's a particular word that I'm looking for that I want you to see this morning. KJV says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have what? Let them have dominion over, listen very carefully. Let them have dominion, that's authority. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over what? You're not only having dominion over the sea, the fish in the sea, and the birds in the air. It was in the beginning when God created heaven and earth. He said he wanted us to be the ones here on earth to have authority over everything, including what? The earth. Is it some of the earth? You have authority over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So one question I have for you this morning is, who has dominion on this earth? Answer me, please. Who has dominion? We have dominion. Man has dominion on this earth. Spirits don't have authority here. Do I hear amen? Spirit beings, demons, devils, they do not have authority here. And we must understand that in order for any spirit to be able to move, they need man. Because the Bible said to us that in the beginning, God gave us dominion. We are the legal owners and operators of this earth. Do I hear an amen? And so if I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that he gave authority to us here on earth unto man, that means Satan is a spirit and he does not have jurisdiction to function here. Do I hear an amen? He doesn't have jurisdiction. When we have understanding, we will know how to proceed. Satan does not have the power to be able to function here because he is not man. Amen. What did the Bible say about man in what we just read? That we will have what? Dominion. And so we must understand that the devil cannot have authority. We have authority over the fowl of the air, over the fish in the sea, and over every creeping thing. Everything on this earth must what? Be in subjection to me as a man. That is the authority that has been given to us as men on this earth. We have authority. Say to your neighbor, I have authority. They're not listening to you. Turn to your other brother and say, I have authority. They don't look like they believe you. Tell them, say, I'm running things here. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's. Listen to me very carefully this morning. The Bible says the earth is the Lord and the what? Fullness thereof. The fullness of the earth is God, but he has put you in charge. Hey, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but God has put you in charge. The only authority on this earth is who? The only authority on this earth is who? This is going to be an interactive service. I'm going to need you to answer me. I've already proved it to you that the Bible says when he created you, he said, I want to create you in my image and in my likeness. This people talking is between God and Jesus. And they had dominion where they were. And they said, we want to create what is happening there. We want to replicate it here on earth. I'm going to create you in my likeness. That means that whatever it is I'm able to do up there, you have the authority to do it down here. I'm going to create you in my image and in my likeness. Look, someone can look like me, but they don't act like me. Somebody can go and get locks in their hair, but they don't act like me because they don't come from my seed. Do I hear an amen? Somebody can look like me and people will say, oh, wow, you look like Pastor Joyce. Oh, wow, you look like Pastor Joyce. But when they ask her, are you Pastor Joyce's daughter? She's going to say, no. Not only were we created in his image, but he says, let us make him in our image and also in our likeness. So if God is a creator, guess what you are? You also are a creator. He said that he has given you all things. Hallelujah. Look, let's look at Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Matthew 28:18. It says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have given you what? Oh no, I heard somebody say authority. He didn't give you authority. He gave you all authority. Can you imagine? Can you fathom what all authority means? Why? I want you to ask your neighbor this morning, why are you shaking? Come on. The Bible says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have given you all authority. Where? Look, it's not only on earth that you have authority. You also have authority in heaven. And if I didn't read that scripture and I begin to tell you, you're going to say, Pastor Joyce is teaching Pharisee. How do you mean? I can get it. I understand you're telling me I have authority on this earth. Yes, yes, we read it, that we have authority on this earth. But then I'm also saying that Jesus said, not only, you see, men, regular men, have authority. We all have authority. That's why you see all of the magnificent things that science is doing. Look, we're driving right now, but it's going to come a time. The cars will be talking to each other, and it's going to fly. Everybody that has a car and a license will be a pilot. That is the kind of authority that people that are called men have. But there is something that distinguishes you from them, even yet still. And that is the fact that you are in Christ. Somebody say, in Christ. Those that are in Christ, the Bible says, not only have I given you authority on earth, but I have given you all authority in heaven and where? My God. Let's look at Luke 10:19 very quickly. Luke 10:19 says, look, I have given you what? Authority over what? All the power of the enemy. Let me tell you, sickness does not come from God. Lack does not come from God. Disease does not come from God. Failure does not come from God. It comes from demons. And the Bible is saying to you, look, Joyce Sunny, I have given you authority over all the powers of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. If you don't understand that you have authority, they will walk all over you. If you don't understand authority, that this pain is not supposed to be in my body, then it will remain there. Because those that have authority, they begin to act differently. I was telling them on Holy Ghost night, look, you don't have to shout to show that you have authority. When you have authority, your presence alone is intimidating. When you have to shout, you have lost authority. If you're shouting, and I give the example of children, if you have to be shouting at your child, what are you doing? You've already lost authority. But when a mother or a father steps into a room and the children, look, every child is going to misbehave. When the parents are not there, they're going to say, ooh, party time. Party time. When I was a child, I lived with my aunt and uncle and their kids. And so we had a code. When he leaves the house, we begin to do all manners of sickness, terrible stuff. We are turning the TV on. We're saying, mother effing this, mother effing that. We turn up like crazy. But as we are doing all that bad stuff, one of us, we take turns to check the window. Once we see, but Alex, I'm sure your girls did that too. Because we don't act up when our parents are home. You only act up when they're not home. And so we have one, we take him turns. He'll be cutting up too. If it's my cousin that's right there, we're cutting up. We're doing all kinds of stuff, watching all kinds of blasting music, all the stuff we can't do. We're throwing popcorn everywhere, doing all manners of stuff. Somebody's there. They're doing it too. They're throwing popcorn. Yeah, get your effing down here. We're not doing all this effing stuff. They're keeping a watch. Immediately, I came up with it. I guess I was a terrible child. I came up with the code. I said, when you're checking, when he has arrived, you say, bubble gum, bubble gum. When you hear bubble gum, bubble gum, that means we begin to pack up, pack up, pack up, pack up. Turn the radio down, turn the TV down, bubble gum, bubble gum. That means my uncle is coming, bubble gum. When he walks into the room, maybe we didn't finish, and he sees maybe the popcorn. How do you throw popcorn and expect from the car lot to the inside, you're going to pick up all popcorn? So we have put everything away, and then the only thing left is the popcorn on the floor. When he gets into the room, he gives us, he doesn't even have to say anything. He gives us a stern look. We are looking, we are going crazy trying to pick up everything and put everything in order. But when you come home and your children carry on as usual, put their head up, mommy, welcome. Hi, mommy. They don't even take your bag. After we finish packing everything, when my uncle walked through the door, we take his bag and we take it to the room for him. When he takes off his jacket, but when your children, they just, hey, mom, sister, you have lost authority. You have lost authority. When you enter into a place and you understand that you have authority, you don't have to speak for the devil to begin to shake. I mentioned to them also that when I started going to get my nails done, I wonder why they would put Buddha there. Huge Buddha with a big belly. And I would go in there, and when I used to go in, I would be like, oh my God, the blood of Jesus. But I didn't say it loud because authority is in levels. Praise God. I would say it inside, oh my God, I hope they won't, maybe I won't catch any. I don't even know. I would just be like, the blood of Jesus inside of me. Because I was warming up to the authority. Then it got to a point I was feeling bold with myself. Like, I don't care if those Buddhists, if they hear me. So when I walk in there and I want to go get my nails, they're like, how you doing? What you want there? What you want? What you want? I say, blood of Jesus, first of all, to paralyze all of your Buddha. They have fresh fruits in front of the Buddha. They've got all manners of stuff. They are worshiping this word. So I say it loud, blood of Jesus, before they even touch me. Then I graduated to another level. That I don't even have to say anything anymore. When I walk into the place, the atmosphere must change. When I walk into the place, yes, I'm getting them to do my nails, and they're worshiping their God. But when Joyce Sunny, the one that has authority, that God said, I have given you all authority. When I walk in, I expect the atmosphere to change. The God that we're serving in that place, so as long as I'm there, is no longer Buddha, but the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking to you this morning about what? Authority. Let's look at Luke. Luke chapter 9 verse 1. Luke chapter 9 verse 1. Luke chapter 9 verse 1 says, summoning the 12, he gave them power and authority over all demons and powers. Power to heal disease. Amen. He gave them what? All authority over all demons and power to heal disease. Let's look at Luke 5:24. Luke 5:24. It says, but so you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive the sins. Stop there for a second. I want to clarify something. God, I said that Satan is a spirit, right? Well, God is also a spirit. And I've mentioned before here that when we committed sin, when Adam committed sin, he committed it in the flesh because Adam was man. When he did what he didn't do it as a spirit being. He did it as a man. Amen. God is a spirit, and God has given us dominion here on earth. God cannot come here and operate in the spirit. God understood that he has to subject himself to the plans and procedures of what governs this earth. God needed to come as man in order to fulfill and have authority. So when Jesus is saying that he has authority in this scripture, I want you to understand two things. First of all, you must understand that he is man and he is equally God. Do I hear an amen? But he came in the flesh. So it will be redundant for you to say, why would God be telling people that he has been given authority? God does not need to give authority to himself. He has authority. But what he was making us understand in this scripture is that as a man on this earth, Jesus Christ came as a man, and he is saying, while I am here on earth as a man, God in heaven has given me all authority. Do I hear an amen? Is anybody getting this morning? God cannot operate here the way he operates where he is, because he already said in the beginning that we have dominion. So in order for him to come and have authority, to be able to help us get that authority even stronger, he had to come as a man. So he said, so I will provide. Where are we? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. He was making us understand and was demonstrating to us how to have authority as a man. You have the power and the authority to be able to command. Do I hear an amen? You cannot ask God to deal with the demons for you. God is a spirit and he's up in heaven, number one. And also he sent his son to fulfill everything that needs to be fulfilled and to finish everything that he needs to finish. When Jesus hung on the cross, he said before he gave up the ghost that it is finished. Everything that he has to do is already done. And he has given to you, we have read several scriptures of him saying to you, I have given you what? Over what? All things. He's given you authority over all things. So now what is left for us to do is to take that authority. Stop, you know, God is looking at you that if I have given you everything, I gave you my very best already. Why do we keep asking God to give, you know, like, Lord, do a new thing? We confuse the prayers of those people that didn't get to see and benefit from Jesus. We confuse it with ours. There is nothing new that God can do that is going to exceed the very best that he's already done. He has given his very best, and that very best is Jesus Christ. He has completed everything that he's going to do and has handed you the keys to take authority over everything that you understand that you must take authority over. When a man is in authority, you do not have to shout. Remember I said that. You just speak. Shout is not in the shouting that's going to make somebody fear you. It's not in the shouting that's going to make demons fear you. It's not in the shouting that you're going to get the job. It's going to be in the speaking. It's going to be in the what? The power is in your mouth. The power is where? Whatever is under you will respond to what you say. And God said that he has put what under you? What did he put under you? All things. All things is under you. So whatever is under your scope, whatever is under you is going to respond to what you say. And whatever is in the span of your authority will respond to what you say. Tell your neighbor the power is in your mouth. I'll say, turn to your neighbor and say, the power is in your mouth. So why do we have unanswered prayers? Because we don't believe that we have authority. We don't believe that whatever we say, the Bible says something. He says, whatsoever you bind on earth is what? Not only, I showed you the scripture that says that not only do you have authority here, you also have authority in heaven. Well, that scripture, let me look at that scripture. If anybody finds that scripture, share it with us. That scripture that says that, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. This is Google days. Y'all Google it, man. I just said it. Google it. Hallelujah. Google it for me. Amen. My time is running out. Matthew 18. 18. Let's read it real quick. Matthew 18, 18. Put it in KJV. Let's go. Please put it in KJV. Amen, amen, amen. KJV, amen, amen, amen. KJV, amen, amen, amen. It says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Let me tell you the meaning of bind. The meaning of bind is whatever you disallow. Whatever you disallow here on earth is disallowed in heaven. Whatever you resist, another word for bind is resist. Whatever, what man, if we can only understand the authority we have. God is telling you that whatever you disallow here on earth is disallowed in heaven. Whatsoever you disallow here on earth is disallowed. Whatever you resist here on earth is resist in heaven. So you're looking to heaven. Lord, heal me of this thing. Lord, heal me. Instead of you to disallow, you say, I disallow cancer. I am the one with authority. And I'm telling you, cancer, because the Bible lets me understand that all things are under my feet. All things are under my control. I am a man, but not only am I a man, I am a man in Christ. Not only do I have authority like everybody else that's creating cars on earth, because I am in Christ, I have authority in heaven. And the Bible lets me know that whatever I disallow here is disallowed in heaven. So I'm telling cancer, you got to go. I am not going to allow you. I disallow cancer from my body. I disallow diabetes from my body. And you begin to disallow what you don't want to happen. If only we can understand that we have authority. And we can know that when we speak, the reason why Pastor and I were discussing over the weekend, well, if Jesus came to die, then you know what? He could have just died as a baby. Pastor was like, well, yeah, he should have just died as a baby. But he came to show you that not only are we, meaning him and God, is in heaven and we do whatever we please. You are made in our image and in our likeness, and on earth you do whatsoever you please. I'm saying that when you bind something, it must be bound. Not only is it bound here, but they agree with you in heaven, because you have authority and you are in the image and the likeness of God. So whatever you loose on this earth is loose in heaven. If you loose and you say, well, I don't know why my kids are acting like this, well, then the Bible says that when you say, well, I don't know, heaven also will say, I don't know. But when you take authority and say, I command you, you child that came from my loins, you will line up and obey Jesus. I command you, as you're going to college, you will not be a homosexual. You will not try drugs. I command you, because I know that the power is in my tongue. Life and death. I have a friend who said to me, God allowed me to have cancer. What? What a contradictory to scripture. God allowed me to have cancer. Where did you see that you, one of the benefits of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection power, has disease inside of it? God did not allow you to have cancer. God did not permit you to have cancer. God is not permitting anything for you. The Bible says, whatsoever you, not God, whatsoever you bind, it will be bound. So you must first accept, conceiving in your heart, that I have authority. If you don't, you're not going to have it. I was able to conceive in my heart that I have authority. So when people say that when I go to Nigeria, they're bombing, they're doing all manners of stuff, I first conceive it in my heart before I even buy my ticket, because I know I have authority and I'm going to exercise the authority. And I will say that as the people are saying all manners of stuff, I say, in my heart, and I begin to say in my heart, and I be, you know, when you're saying something, you're impregnating yourself with it. You are impregnating yourself with it. And then the pregnancy begins to grow. You feel more boldness. And then I begin to confess it out loud and say that what they are saying can never happen to me. And I say to myself, as I'm going, I'm not going just to go, but I'm going to do an assignment. And I am saying, if they're going to bomb, they would have finished bombing before I come. And peradventure, they didn't bomb yet. I'll hold on bombers. I'll hold on arm robbers. When I'm gone, then they can rob. When I'm gone, then they can bomb. Because I am with authority. And not only am I with authority, I exercise my authority with my tongue. Because the Bible says, whatsoever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. I'm not going to loose my enemy to run all over me. I'm going to hold the devil in captivity. Because I have authority. I'm not just saying it, but I believe it. And I understand that the, you know what? Some people will say, well, Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. What I'm saying is, take it. It's yours. When Jesus was saying, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be opened. Listen to me very carefully. When Jesus was saying that, he has not died yet. There was no blood to stand in the gap and give a better promise. We understand that it is the better promise, the better covenant, the New Testament is in his blood. We read these things, but we don't make meaning of it. It is after the death of Jesus Christ that we have the New Testament in his blood. So when he says, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be opened to you, every asking and every knocking was fulfilled and answered at his death. It has already been done. It is already finished. So we must understand timeline. What did I say? Timeline. What you did or what they did before Christ died is not for us that are after the death, the burial, and the resurrection. I told you that those that were not in Christ, yes, they had authority on earth. That's what the Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. But then we read that the Bible says that we that are in Christ, we have authority both on earth and in heaven. Then we read the scripture that says, you that are in Christ, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. There is no greater sacrifice. There is no greater gift. There is nothing else that's going to be greater than Jesus. Understand. Stop saying, Lord, do something new for me. The greatest has been given to you. The very best has been given to you. Stand and appreciate the gift of God by exercising what they exercise together in heaven. Take authority and make claims. Lay hold. Do everything that they are doing up there. So how do you pray? How do you then pray? You begin to pray like this. I take authority. I command. You are a warrior that Christ, the blood of Jesus, made you. You don't go like a command. Look, people who understand authority will work for them. I want to say that again. People who understand authority will work for them. The centurion said to Jesus, my servant is sick, very, very sick. And Jesus automatically said, okay, I will come. By the time Jesus, man, walks from where they are to where the servant is, the servant could have died. But the centurion loved his servant so much and said, "Sir, I understand authority when I see it. And I know and I recognize that you don't have to go. You don't have to go, sir. We don't have time for that. You don't have to go. I am also a man under command. I understand that when I said to one of my servants, go, it goes. When I said to another one, come, he comes. How much more you, when you begin to understand those that are in authority, you will understand that pastor does not need to come and bless your car, or does not have to necessarily come to your house to bless your house. Say, pastor, I know that when you stand on the pulpit, you have a level of authority. Speak the word, and I know that it is done. Those that understand and can recognize authority, things work for them. If you don't think me as your co-pastor or pastor as your senior pastor has authority over you in this church to speak and it comes to pass, then what are you doing? Because yes, we have a, if we call that we are spiritual covering, watching over you, that means there's a level of authority that when you stand on this pulpit, when pastor stands on this pulpit, he makes a pronouncement, you know that it must come to pass. Because like the centurion understood that Jesus, you don't have to come. Only say the word and I know that he's done. Jesus says, wow. I have not seen faith like this since I've been here. Stand on your feet with me this morning. How do you pray? You say things like, I disallow. You didn't say, Lord, my enemies that are fighting me, let them do this. Take care of them. God said, you take care of them. You take care of them. You take care of them. So you begin to say, I disallow. As I'm disallowing here, it's being disallowed in heaven. Disallow. And then you begin to acknowledge Jesus' authority. You begin to acknowledge Jesus' authority. Say, Lord, I thank you for your authority. And I thank you that you have given me authority. And so I say, I disallow anything that will not allow me to move forward. I disallow it by the authority that is inside of me, by the authority that is in Christ Jesus, by the authority that was given to me by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of my Lord Jesus Christ. A man that is in authority must understand that they are in authority, they walk like it, they talk like it, and they act like it. Do I hear an amen? For as many of you that you believe that you have authority and you understand what I'm saying, lift up your voice this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, I accept the authority that has been given to me by the death of Jesus Christ. Everything, begin to say, everything that is contrary to my destiny, I disallow in the name of Jesus. Begin to disallow it. Begin to disallow. I disallow. I disallow every sickness, every pain, every trouble. I disallow. I am the one in charge. I am in authority. And I speak to sickness. Go. Sickness. Go. Pain. Go. Disease. Go. In the name of Jesus. Life and death. Life and death. It's in the power of the tongue. It's in your tongue. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift, and it has been given to you. Exercise the benefits. Maximize the benefits. Walk like an authority person. Say, everything that is contrary to my health, I disallow in the name of Jesus. I command sickness to go. I command cancer to go. Every job that God has asked for me, I lay hold of it. I lay hold of it. My children, you make confessions. You don't ask for God to take care of your children. Command that everything will work together and your children will go free. In the name of Jesus, the devil don't have any hold in my household. That's what the Bible says, that I have authority over them. They must listen to me. I command diseases to go. Begin to thank God for increase and enlargement. Say, I step into increase. You don't say, Lord, give me increase and enlargement. He gave it to you already in Christ Jesus. Begin to say, I walk in increase. I walk in enlargement. My children walk in increase. They walk in enlargement. As they go, it is increase for them. On every side, stop chasing wild goose. Stop chasing wild goose. Conceive it in your heart. What you want to say. You want to speak to diabetes. Conceive it in your heart that it will go when I speak. And then open your mouth and speak. Say, diabetes, I command you now to go. Whatever it is that you want to go. And I want you to begin to tell the devil too. You foul devil, I serve you notice this day. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off my dreams. That's how to pray. You don't say, Lord, let the devil take them. God said you have authority. Say, Satan, I address you today. And I serve you notice. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off my dream. Take your hands off my vision. Take your hand off my marriage. Take your hand. Like those with authority. Pray like those in authority. God has already done what he's going to do. Take it. Lift it up. Manifest in it. Walk in it. Take authority and speak. Say, enough is enough. You foul devil. Take your hands off my employment. Take your hands off of the fruit of my womb. Take your hands off of my license. Take your hands off of my graduation. Take your hands off of my board exam. Take your hands off of my blood. Take your hands off of my liver. Take your hands off of my kidney. Take your hands off of my back. Off of the fruit of my womb. For as many that are under the sound of my voice, you want the fruit of the womb. I want you to, with your own mouth, say, you foul devil, it is for God to give to me, and he has given to me all things. And so I say, take your hands off the fruit of my womb. Take your hands off my heart. Take your hands off my colon. Take your hands off my liver. I receive right now creative miracles. I receive right now creative miracles. Do you know anyone that needs a creative miracle? Their heart, the doctor said, is damaged. Their lungs, the doctor said, is damaged. Their colon, the doctor said, is damaged. I want you to take authority and say, I receive for you creative miracles. Creative miracles. I speak as one with authority. Receive the fruit of the womb. I speak to you with one that has authority over you. Receive the fruit of the womb. Receive twins. Receive triplets. Receive a life partner. Let a life partner release to you. Receive wisdom. Receive direction. In the name of Jesus. Those that are believing God for a life partner, receive how to dress. Receive what to do. In the name of Jesus, may your businesses be established. May your career be established.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We must stop living a defeated life. We must stop living a defeated life. We must stop living a defeated life. Take authority. Take authority. Take your life back. Take your life back. Take your life back. Take your marriage back. Take your children back. In the name of Jesus. Stop looking for somebody else. You are the one that is a child of God. Command. Command. Disallow. Command. Disallow. Command. Disallow. Because whatever you disallow on earth is disallowed in heaven. God is not looking to do it for you. He did it for you already. He said you disallow. Whatever you disallow here is disallowed. I agree with you. God is now. He's done it for you. He wants to agree with you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Thank you, Lord. Listen to the scripture. The finished work of Christ. The finished work of Christ. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I thank you for the finished work of Christ. I thank you because you have finished the work. And from today, I step into my place. And I take authority that you gave me over everything on this earth. Over every demon. Over every situation. I have authority. And I walk in my authority. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.